It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday morning. Number one on this day back in 1976, Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. This was originally intended to be a duet between Elton John and Dusty Springfield, but they decided to go another direction, and it worked out okay, clearly, with the success. I have a soft spot. I love this song, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, from Elton John. Came just after Elton John's imperial period, when he could do no wrong and was just putting out amazing albums one after the other. Then some exhaustion and drug use in the late 70s and early 80s, real early 80s. Not so great for Elton John. This was a great moment, though. 1976, number one, with Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. This portion of the program brought to you by Power Plus Mouth Guard. Dr. Michael Hutchinson has patented a mouth guard for athletes at all sports. Using the mouth guard prevents concussions almost completely. Those using the mouth guard only suffer concussions 0.26% of the time. Increases your strength and speed by up to 16%. Lift more weight, jump faster. Well, no, let's check that back. Jump higher, run faster. Trust MSU and Wayne State. They've tested the Power Plus Mouth Guard and have certified the results. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. Promo code POWERUP2022 to save 10% over at PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Adam Ruzzieri coming up after the bottom of the hour. Security concerns, privacy concerns with TikTok. We'll talk with him about that. I'd mentioned on yesterday's show, Rochelle Walensky from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And by the way, we had Carol Markowitz on earlier this week. I think that was Wednesday. You can find the podcasts over at stevegruber.com. Her New York Post story this week, column this week, is defund, disband the CDC. They are no good anymore. They are no good to you or anyone else. There is no trust. No one will listen. They're pointless and useless. Rochelle Walensky, who's the CDC director, has come out this week and essentially said, hey, we really have screwed up here. COVID was bad. We've got to reorganize and do better. A story here from Real Clear Politics, actually. Rochelle Walensky told CBS News yesterday, the agency needs, get this, special forces among their ranks that deploy during public health emergencies. Walensky's proposal for the unit comes amid a major reorganization of the agency following some pretty public mistakes during the COVID-19 pandemic. Walensky said, quote, I think our public health infrastructure in the country was not up to the task of handling this pandemic. We learned some hard lessons over the last 3 years, and part of that is my responsibility. Oh, really? Oh, that's very nice of you to say that you, as director of the CDC, bear some responsibility for total failure. It's my responsibility. It's the agency's responsibility to learn from those lessons and do better. I think it's really important to understand the great work of this agency, but also to admit areas where we need to improve. We owe that to the American people. She continued and said, do you think they, scientific experts, are up to the task of changing their whole culture and thinking of themselves more like special forces that can be deployed wherever they're needed? I have no doubt they're up to the task. She was talking about scientists who are inside their silos and how to get them out of the silos. Proposed ideas include altering the agency's organization chart to undo some changes made during the Trump administration. These are some of the suggestions made by Rochelle Walensky for the CDC. Increasing use of preprint scientific reports to get out of actionable data instead of waiting for research to go through peer review. Restructuring the agency's communications office. Altering the length of time agency leaders are devoted to outbreak responses to a minimum of 6 months. Create a new executive council to help Walensky set strategy and priorities. Appoint someone to implement these changes. Establish an office of intergovernmental affairs to smooth partnerships with other agencies and a higher level office on health equity. And as she outlined, this idea about having special CDC forces to deploy during emergency times. This pandemic should have been the emergency the CDC had trained for and prepared for. over years and years. We hadn't had a pandemic for a long time. They had time to prepare and time to be ready to address it. They didn't. They failed. They're now admitting it. But this is the funny part to me, if there is a funny part. Carol Markowitz earlier this week saying, you know, disband the CDC. Get rid of it. It's lost all trust among most American people. And of course, the governmental agency itself can say, we failed, the agency failed, I failed as director. And to address that, you need to give us more money, more authority, and we're going to, she says, we're going to create these special forces. We need more higher-level senior executives. We need more people. This is the response to failure at virtually every level of government, publicly funded entities. We failed. We did a terrible job. We made the pandemic perhaps worse than it should have been. We did it awful. Give us more money and more authority, and I promise we'll do better next time. This makes no sense. It's not how it works in the real world, in the private sector, where there's accountability for actions and failures. You know, in the right world, Rochelle Walensky would say, I failed and my agency failed and I'm gone. I've been fired. I'm sorry. No, she wants more authority, more money, and more use of special CDC forces. That's the way it goes in the government sector. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.